Beethoven's Mass in C Major is going to be given a performance by the Maryland Choral Society with their artistic director Douglas Buchanan. This is on Sunday, March the 6th at 4 p.m. in Forestville, Maryland. And this was a work that was included in that legendary concert in December 1808 by Beethoven, when he presented not only two movements from this Mass, but also his symphonies 5 and 6, his piano concerto number 4, and the choral fantasy. But I'm very pleased to see that you're going to be giving this work its solo center stage for this performance.
It's a really interesting work, and I've really enjoyed living with it and sort of living within it. It's a wonderful lens to view where Beethoven was and where Beethoven's going, because he is writing this for the Esterházy family, the family that famously employed Haydn, and so he's very conscious of sort of his teacher's fingerprints that are on this tradition, and he tries to emulate them in some ways, and in some ways they're successful, in some ways they're a little challenging. But you also get him looking very much towards the future of how he's going to write. This is right in his middle period, just a few years after the Eroica. And he's exploring these key areas, these harmonies, these ideas and ways of structuring form that are really going to come into their own once you get into his late style and the late sonatas and his late symphonies, where these things really blossom. And so it's this interesting pivot point to see either ends of the spectrum for Beethoven.
In terms of the structure, it's quite standard in how it follows the Latin Mass, right?
Very much so. You have the five movements, and you have a vocal quartet exactly like you'd have in the masses of Mozart and Haydn, very classical in that sense. And we've got wonderful soloists that are fulfilling those roles, Danielle Buonaiuto, soprano, Kate Jackman as mezzo-soprano, Joe Regan on tenor, and Joshua Zanzi coming in as bass. And you have these great moments of soloistic feature, and sometimes you've got the choir backing them up, sort of as the pips to their lead. So you have this conversation back and forth, but within the movements themselves, Beethoven really allows the text to drive the structure and the expression of the movement itself, and always, always, always with a straining towards counterpoint. And especially like in the movements, the Gloria and the Credo, he's always structuring fugues and trying to emulate this great contrapuntal tradition. And his chops are really good, but you can see where they're going. You can see them pushing towards this contrapuntal understanding that will come to fruition in pieces like the Grosse Fugue later on down the line.
Such a wonderful work, Beethoven's Mass in C Major. Really a sort of watershed work for him in a sense. This is going to be given a performance under the artistic directorship of Douglas Buchanan with his group, the Maryland Choral Society. This is on Sunday, March the 6th at 4 p.m. at Mount Calvary Catholic Church. This is on Marlborough Pike in Forestville, Maryland. More information is on their web address at marylandchoralsociety.org. Douglas, thank you so much and have a great time with this great work.
Thanks so much. It's my pleasure.